A sheretz was found in the milling stones where they ground up the olives before they put them in a press. What they used to do is ground up the olives and then compact them to extract the oil.
A what?
A sheretz. So it's only the place where it touches is impure. And the reason being that after the olives are ground up, so there's not enough, that's not an egg's bulk, each little piece. So it can't transmit impurity to the next layer. Im haya mashke mahalach, if there's liquid flowing around the olives, the oil's already like started to come out, or there's some other liquid there, then a kol tamah, then the liquid will transfer the impurity throughout everything. Nimtzal gabe ha'alim, if there is a sheretz found on leaves, so the olives are in a, like a pile, and they cover it with leaves to protect it, and then they found a sheretz on top of it. Now leaves don't transmit impurity because they're not edible. It's not an edible kind of substance. So Yishalu habedadim loymar. So they would ask the olive press men, you know, what's going on over here? And if they say Lord Naganu, if they say we did not touch, so some say they didn't touch the sherets, and some say the sherets didn't touch the olives. The difference in the question and the answer they asked them. So then it would be fine. Imhayo no gaiba oim, but if the sherets touched the heap of olives, afilu b'sa'ara, even by a single hair, tamah, then the heap would become tamah, because at this point in the process it's the been compacted down, covered with the leaves, it's considered again like one mass, not individual little pieces.